Rochester's Department of Environmental Services says it has a final plan for improvements to East Main Street. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, not everyone sees these changes as an improvement.
Environmental Services Commissioner Norman Jones says he's excited about the plans.
We have bike lanes, we have trees, we have turn lanes, we have new pavements. You know, you're not going to ruin your tires on potholes. We're going to have LED street lights. My goodness. Everybody should be happy about that.
As Jones tells it, this is the final plan for a $25 million project that combines city, state, and federal funding. But Dorothy Parham's not so sure. Parham's the president of the Emma Neighborhood Association. Her neighborhood runs along one side of Main Street, right where construction is planned. And she says the city's presenting something completely different than what she'd seen in the plans from just a few months ago. She says the city's taking away car parking and replacing it with bike lanes.
Everybody don't ride bikes. Vast majority of them drive. And so I feel there should be spaces for those that drive.
And then there's Kyle Crandall. He's president of the Beechwood Neighborhood Coalition. His neighborhood runs right along the other side of Main Street. He's fine with the bike lanes, but he can't see how the city found the space for them. He says when the city showed him its previous plan, there was no room for bike lanes and parking.
What changed? Did all of a sudden the width of the street change? Did the state change their capacity requirements? Something had to change in order to make everything fit when we were told it couldn't.
What Crandall says he's most concerned about is that by making everything fit, the city has crammed it all so tight that the space won't really work for anyone. Commissioner Jones says this plan really is final. He says it needs a city council vote for official approval, but he doesn't foresee any changes between now and then. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.